This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to the pop and a Ric Flair.
Swain Event and SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Top 100 barbecue restaurant in America, 865-255-03. Thursday, June 21st, 2 minutes past top of the hour, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. You can listen to us there on the iPhone app and the Droid app, Swain Event. Download it. It is free. Stream it at SwainEvent.com. Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris, Jason Swain here. Gentlemen, I usually ask you guys how you doing, how you feeling. But I think I know, guys. Brad Matthews, before the show, talked about him not even sitting in this seat, sitting in the seat that he's sitting in if it wasn't for the legendary John Ward.
I say that with confidence.
Yes.
With confidence. Not because he brought me to your attention by any means, but what he did when I was growing up here in Knoxville, Tennessee, painted pictures with what was really the getaway for my father and I, Tennessee Athletics. He traveled a lot when I was growing up, so when he came back, that was my dad time. We were hanging out, Neyland Stadium, Thompson Bowling, Lindsey Nelson. But whenever we didn't, what gave me that time, made me feel like I was getting time with my dad, was hearing John Ward's voice, call whatever game, have whatever interview, paint whatever picture he was seeing with his eyes. He was special.
I said that to someone last night because there are so many memories, and I definitely have my own, and I'm sure we'll get into them and everything. But I said to someone last night who was reminiscing about a memory listening to John Ward with their dad. His voice was really a family affair. It brought people together. It was what really made him special was almost less of his actual calling of the game, although that was excellent, and he's one of the best to ever do it. But it was what his calling of games meant to people, and the memories that it conjures up, and the nostalgia, and everything that goes along with the great memories that John Ward's incredible calls produced. But it's a sad, sad day. On Rocky Top, absolute legend. Lost.
865-255-03. It took me probably an hour and a half to find the words yesterday after learning of Mr. Ward's passing, because throughout my years of being a Vol and being out of the game and being a former player, I have been fortunate enough to speak and talk to folks like Bob Kessling and people at the Vol Network and hear the stories about John Ward and how he carried himself and how he encouraged everyone that worked with him and around him to be a pro, and that's how he approached every single day. 30 plus years as a broadcaster, and I've never met Mr. Ward. Obviously, I played after his last call there in the national championship game, but the way people talk about him, I feel like I knew him myself. And someone that gave so much to the University of Tennessee, when you think about Tennessee athletics, you think of John Ward. Didn't play it down, didn't play basketball, didn't play any sport, but when you think of Tennessee athletics, you think of John Ward, right alongside some of our best players and best coaches ever. And these are not some of the best players and best coaches ever in Tennessee history, but some of the best players and best coaches in college athletic period. You think of John Ward right beside those legends that either played or coached. And so we're going to spend today celebrating the life of John Ward. It meant so much to so many college football fans, basketball fans, Tennessee Volunteers as a whole. We're going to hear from several people today. The plan is to be joined by Chris Lowe, who wrote a great piece there at ESPN. You can go to utsports.com, and they linked Chris Lowe's article. Chris Lowe went to school here and does a great job covering college football for ESPN. So we're going to hear from Chris Lowe today. We're also going to hear from Brett Daugherty, who is there at 104.5 in Nashville, 3-hour lunch, and he's one of the best in the business. I got a chance to talk to Cedric Wilson a little bit yesterday, the day before. The plan is to talk to Cedric Wilson today on the show. And then Tom Hart, who is covering the War Series for the SEC Network and ESPN, he is set to join us. And Tom Hart was the voice of the Smokies for 5 years. And he was so gracious to be able to join us today, because I know how much Mr. Ward meant to him and probably impacted him getting started in his broadcasting career. So we're going to spend today, reflecting. Here's the third time that I've been doing this show that we have, lost a legend connected to Tennessee athletics. It's Pat Summitt, you have Bobby Ditton, and here we are today with John Ward. So we're going to celebrate the life of John Ward and talk about all our favorite calls and remember those great games that he was a part of and how he carried himself and how smooth he was when he retired. I mean, just so smooth, so modest, and that's the things that I heard about John Ward when talking to people that worked with him and knew him. So let's go to the phones, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Tell you one thing, no one else's. John Ward was all Tennessee's.
Absolutely.
Tennessee's. We've been through so much as a fan base. And you ask yourself, man, why I keep coming back? Why do I keep coming back? What brings me back each and every time when I'm feeling disappointed, when I feel let down? It's because John Ward brought you to the game. He brought you to loving Tennessee. And every single time you thought about walking away, you think about growing up when John Ward used to call games and when you used to turn the television off and just listen to him on the radio, and you heard the passion in his voice. You heard his imagination, his creativity when calling the game. And he made the game alive as if you were sitting right there at the 50-yard line. That's what keeps bringing you back. Let's go to the phones, and let's get to Andy first. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Ah, man, bless. Bless, Andy. Good morning, sir.
Well, I got a shocker yesterday, of course, when I was on lunch. And I didn't know if it was true or not. But then I got to reading it was Vol Network, and I said, well, there ain't no way in the world that could be fake. So my prayers and thoughts go out, and that's the only thing I've got to today. I'm going to just leave it at that. And y'all have a great day, and go Vols.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate that phone call.
Good stuff, Andy.
Let's get to Jim. Jim is next. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, Hey, Jim.
It's a sad day. I started, like I said, I started in fall of 66, and of course I heard the basketball games for him for the first couple of years, you know, and then he got on to the football, and whenever they were playing basketball and, you know, weren't at the games, they were all home games, but all the away games, listened to everything, and then he could keep you up with everything, you know, some guys bringing the ball up and stuff, and he could say, you know, he brings the ball across midcourt, and you walk, mister, they go, he never, you were right there. With that and the football games, you know, he brought TV to you. You know, we only had the three channels, and there wasn't any, you know, sports package you could buy. It was only on radio, but you were in the stands actually seeing every game he did. It was unbelievable how he could keep up with everything. It just, like you said, just smooth, you know, the whole nine yards. It just, you know, today, nothing else matters that much except for just, you know, that he's passed and how wonderful it was. And he brought the game alive to people who've never been able to beat a Neyland Stadium or Stokely or whatever, you know. But just he brought you to the game and you got to see it through him. It just
exactly.
There ain't nobody else. I mean, they've had Lindsey Nelson and other ones who were great announcers and stuff like that. But, you know, Kentucky had, was it Kaywood Ledford and Vanderbilt had Larry Munson before he went to Georgia and stuff. Good announcers, but nobody touched Chubb Ward. Nobody. It's just, that's pretty much it. It's just really sad. But what a great man and a great life. And like you said, he was all Tennessee. Him and his wife Barbara, the stuff they did, the money they gave, and stuff like that. And it just, you know, that's all it was. He was a man. He was a big orange man.
That's right. That's right, Jim. Beautiful words, Jim. Thank you so much for sharing with us and all the listeners this morning. 865-255-0303. I know there when his wife got in a car accident and passed not too long after that, that was very, very tough for Mr. Ward. Is what I was told, and he was battling a lot of illness there, and so modest, and wanting to make sure that he was honored before it was too late. And so last year, he was honored there at the football game. And Brad, I know you were there, got a chance to get some pictures, and I want to share some of those pictures with our listeners who are watching on Periscope Live and watching on Facebook there on Swain Event TV throughout the show. I think the picture that Tennessee put out where he's walking through the tunnel for the last time and then he's waving on his way out, that really hit people in the heart.
One thing Jim mentioned that, I mean, we can't stress enough, you got everything, is the way Jim put it. He epitomized, he defined play-by-play. It's not like it is now when you hear the majority of a personality, not a play-by-play guy, but a personality, not necessarily even an expert of the game, somebody that people recognize their face, recognize their voice, and they go to hang out with them, and also there's a game going on. You got play-by-play with John Ward.
Yeah.
No, he painted the entire picture.
It was so valuable. That one of the indelible memories from my childhood growing up is that my dad would turn off the sound on the TV, and I saw a lot of people saying this last night. I thought that was really cool that, you know, I'm not the only dude on the block with this memory. My dad would turn off the sound on the TV and turn on John Ward's call. He did it with John Ward. He did it with Mickey Dearstone with Lady Vol basketball games, both. And you know, Kessling. Afterwards too, and that's just burned into my memory in such a great way. And it's, I think someone put it last night that I saw on Twitter. Someone said that he was the soundtrack of their childhood, and in a way, he was definitely the soundtrack of my Saturdays, if nothing else, when I was a kid. And so, it's an incredible legacy. I think if anyone can leave behind just a small fraction of what John Ward will leave in his legacy. I mean, you've done well, and so Sad to see him go, but what he leaves behind is incredible.
865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Let's get to Spencer. Spencer, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, we all kind of feel the same way about John Ward, and, you know, me especially have memories. It was so weird to me, you know, if you would go to a game or if you were at TV, if you were at home watching on the TV, it's so weird to think of people either carrying the radios with the headsets to an actual live game and thinking about people turning off the TV to, because they'd rather listen to John Ward. And that's, that, I mean, that's, it's incredible. But the other thing I was going to say that I'm really, this sounds kind of weird, I'm really happy about this situation, though, because of the fact that we have Philip Fulmer as an athletic director, and we have one of our own who's going to make sure that a legend like John Ward is honored the right way going out. And he's going to get the respect and pomp and circumstance that he kind of deserves. And that's something that I'm happy about, and I think is really important, is that we finally have one of our own in there that's going to make sure that Tennessee legends just don't kind of, you know, go out like anybody else does.
No, I agree. I got a chance. I reached out to Coach yesterday. I know he's traveling, and they're going to do some things there on the website, UT Sports Today, as they honor Mr. Ward. And Coach Fulmer was unable to join this morning to give us a few words. But I look forward to hearing what Coach has to say. And I know he was coaching here when John was on his last few years as the play-by-play announcer for Tennessee. And so I know their relationship is very, very strong. And I saw I was up all night, man, watching videos, and I saw where the coaching show there with Coach Fulmer, when Coach Fulmer and Doug Dickey was – gave John Ward two rocking chairs, and Miss Vicky Fulmer helped kind of sending John Ward out, and they showering him with praises and gifts. And even in that moment, he looked uncomfortable. That just showed you how modest and humble that John Ward was. It was all about just being the best he can in his craft and respecting the industry and respecting the craft and being the best that he could be. And I know talking to Bob Kessler, he always encouraged Bob just to be a pro. And he was always very, very, very prepared, tons and tons and tons of notes. That call there in Notre Dame where he initially said that it was good, but it was not good. And the call sounds so great when you hear it. But I remember Bob was telling us how much, you know, he was kicking himself because he was a perfectionist, and he wanted to get everything right, and he put so much time and effort into his preparation. And, yeah, that call sounds great to us, but in that moment, you know, he was
– one of his most criticized moments to himself.
He wasn't that happy about that moment because, again, he wanted to get every single call right because that's how much he cared about it.
One other thing before I hang up that I saw last night that was really cool is a quote by – John Ward, where somebody basically asked him, do you realize how much you've meant to all these fans all these years? And he said, I don't think I do, because I never thought of it that way. I've always thought about how much they meant to me. And that's cool. Anyway, just not enough good things you can say about him, but I'll hang up, and you guys have a good day.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Spencer.
Just shows you his perspective, his viewpoint of his entire situation, the opportunity he had to be the voice.
You know, it was
a privilege for him.
Yeah, when it's not about you, and it's about something bigger than you, it's no telling why John Ward was the best. Because it was about others. It was about their experience. And his preparation positively impacted the listener on the radio that was listening to the game and wanted that picture painted for them because the game wasn't on TV. And so you knew exactly what was going on, every single detail, because of how well he described each and every play, man. Like I said, I was going back watching videos, listening to his calls, and, man, I just it's many times when I'm like, man, I wish I was alive during that time, and I wish I was playing Tennessee when he called games.
It'd be cool, wouldn't it?
You know, Aaron Hayden and Cedric Wilson, who we'll hopefully talk to here in a little bit. What an honor. What an honor. 865-255-03. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFOKnox.com. That's OFOKnox.com. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castillo and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
If you've been thinking about getting a new mattress, don't wait. Shop any Better Mattress location right now. They are doing major spring cleaning. Over half the floor is half off. Get that guest bed you've been thinking about for a great price at Better Mattress. They're making way for new inventory and have incredible deals that won't last. The Swain Event listeners get the first chance. The sooner you go in, the more choices you'll have. These are going to go fast. With just 2 weeks before new models hit the floor, Better Mattress needs to make room, and you are hearing about it first. Shop the spring cleaning liquid liquidation sale at Better Mattress right now. Half the floor is half off. Good night. Just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
To the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. What did he do? All he did was score. Joey Kent, touchdown on play number one.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris here. Jason Swain, your favorite John Ward call. What is your favorite? There's so many great players that have come here to Tennessee, and we all have our different story. You know, I think it's amazing to hear the story of you growing up, Brad, with your father, and how you guys spent quality time, and Charlie, and your story. And I just sat back yesterday and just read all the tweets from Vol fans, and they all have their own story of what John Ward meant to them. And I got emotional seeing how emotional they were. Think about all the players that have come here and all the different backgrounds surrounding these men. I'm from Alabama. I didn't grow up listening to Tennessee football. I didn't grow up watching Tennessee football. I didn't grow up following Tennessee football. But when you get here, it's a whole nother ball game. The Aaron Haytons, the Trey Teagues, saw some messages from those guys last night that simply stated, man, I wish the younger players and the younger fans got a chance to experience what I experienced. And that was coming from guys like Aaron Haytons, who made a great play in that Notre Dame game, coming back from down three touchdowns, the game where John Ward made the call at the end that it was no good, but it was good. I mean, it was good, but it was no good. And Tennessee pulled off one of the biggest comeback wins in program history, probably the best comeback win in program history, considering the school it was up against, being on the road, and the amount of points we were down.
You know, it will always be
– it's a Hubert Simpson game, right?
what will always be the most underappreciated of John Ward's calls, if you want to call it that, was a commercial that he always did during football games where it was the natural gas commercials. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those
you'll never if you grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, you'll never forget the natural gas in Yellowwood commercials.
Yeah, because the natural gas, it had John Ward's voice, and then at the end it was natural gas. It had some like British lady or something. I just stuff like that is just like burned into my memory for whatever reason, just these things that stuck with me. All this time. I mean, I think that commercial ran for a really, really long time. It might still, as far as I know. But, yeah, it's just those things that stick with you. And John Ward is deeply ingrained in all that for me.
Man. And he was ours. He was all Tennessee. Nobody else.
I love that in that statement from the Vol Network last night. That was really the thing that they emphasized that near the end of the statement that they made, that he was Tennessee's, and that's something, you know, he can never be taken out of the lore of Tennessee, and that's really meaningful. I thought that was cool.
Let's get to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's bring in Charles. Charles, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Swain.
Hey, Charles.
I don't know if you've heard the call, 1990, against Florida, the Heath Shuler game, the rain game was what I call it.
Uh-huh.
You can pull that one up.
Yep.
Listen to that call. I think it was Mose Phillips who took one, a screen pass to the house. Look up that call.
Mm-hmm.
You could play that call. That's one of my favorite calls of John Ward, man. But anyway, you guys have a great show together.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I watched, again, so many videos, so I saw the Heath Shuler scramble there in the rain on turf field and cutting back and extending and getting to the end zone. So many great calls. And we're going to try to play as many of them as we can today, but we only have a three-hour show, folks. Where sometimes 3 hours seem like a long time, but 3 hours is not enough.
I will truly find as many as I can.
Yeah, 3 hours is not enough to play all of John Ward's legendary calls. Just not. 865-255-03. The basketball calls.
Those were underappreciated.
Is you know, what so many people were talking about yesterday. And, you know, I know Wes Rucker there at GoVols 24/7 put out an article talking a lot about his basketball calls. But I was watching a documentary piece that was done by Bob Kesslin. And John Ward's talking, and he's kind of explaining how he got into the business. And he was actually writing for the Knoxville Journal, a newspaper. And they needed someone to kind of fill in. And he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And he was kind of joking around. It wasn't serious. And usually he was saying the TV people, radio people, they get there, you know, an hour before the game. Get set up, get ready to go. But the writers usually get there about 5 minutes before the game. And so he shows up about 5 minutes before the game, and they're like, come on, you calling the game. He's like, oh, okay. So he goes in, and he calls the game. That was his first game there, and then they decided they wanted them to come back. And boom, there it is. And that during that time, you know, he was selling advertising. Big time salesman. And they made sure that it didn't interfere with his sales, being able to cover the game, broadcast, do play-by-play, and sales. And so, yes, John Ward is known for his legendary calls, but Mr. Ward was a businessman too, and was out and bringing in money for Vol Network, and as well as covering Tennessee as a journalist for the Knoxville Journal.
Remind me who on the defensive line picked up the fumble and rumbled and stumbled and bumbled however many yards into the end zone. 1998 championship season, the dynasty. Was it Sean Ellis? That was one of my favorite calls. I can't even remember who picked up the fumble and scores the touchdown because I'm so infatuated with the call.
I have to look it up. I mean, I'm sure it's...
Y'all remember the play, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, that call, sure.
I'm not talking about the Sterner fumble.
No.
There was a couple stumble fumbles, but...
I can't.
You have a big D lineman rumbling and stumbling, bumbling into the end zone. I'm going to try to find that clip as well.
Tell us if you remember off the top of your head. Go to the text box or Twitter or something.
Yes, absolutely.
865-255-03, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Hour one, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain Event?
then check out Swain Events TV.
Bring them up to littlenashville.com. And Arkansas jumps out on top of Tennessee. To the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown into the end zone. The pass is touchdown, Arkansas. 21-3, and Arkansas is playing outstanding football.
Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. And today we reflect on a legend, voice of the Vols, the best that's ever done it. That's John Ward. Passed away at the age of 88 yesterday evening. And just thoughts and prayers to his family and Vol Network, his extended family. I know towards the end of Vol Network, folks really was doing everything they could to accommodate Mr. Ward. You know, after losing his wife, you know, reminds me, and I think one of you guys said it earlier in the show, maybe off air, Joe Paterno, when he lost his wife, and you know, just passed away from a broken heart. And I know for John Ward, the Vol Network, the guys were doing everything they could to be there for Mr. Ward, and having gained themselves a heck of a play-by-play announcer, right?
Absolutely. Amen to that.
It was, thank you to Robert and Natty 05, they confirmed it was Sean Ellis.
Sean Ellis.
Big Cat.
Yeah.
Man, he was rumbling, that's for sure. It was a great way.
Against Auburn.
To describe that. Yeah, late in the season. It was key.
Here, we just got in the inbox. I see a statement from Philip Fulmer.
There it is.
See, here is the official statement from Philip Fulmer. Seconds ago, just came into the inbox here. It says, our entire Tennessee family mourns the loss of the great John Ward. The University of Tennessee has lost one of its most beloved ambassadors for generations of Vol fans. John's voice brought to life many of their fondest memories of Tennessee football and basketball. His visionary thinking paved the way for the Vol Network's rise to prominence as the standard bearer for intercollegiate athletics marketing and broadcasting. Despite our shared sadness, I believe it is appropriate to proudly reflect on and cherish the fact that John was ours. We will ensure that his legacy and memory are appropriately honored in the days, months, and years to come.
Well put, Captain.
I like it.
No, short, sweet, and to the point.
I like it. Just like stuff. Just like John Ward would have it himself.
Mm-hmm.
Short, sweet, to the point. Let's get to Chris. Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very emotional morning. I remember I found out last night that John Ward passed right before going to bed. I just wanted to share a memory that I have about him. I'm 29, so I got to grow up in the mid-90s, really in that high point of UT football. So back then, not all the games were televised. Some of the smaller games would only be pay-per-view. And I still remember listening to every single game on my aunt and uncle's clock radio phone combination with my head as closest to it as I could get.
Yep.
That's awesome.
All these memories of him. And, you lose somebody that you don't truly know as a person. You're sad. You're sad for their family. But that's not John Ward. We're not sad that he's gone. We're mourning him. And I think that speaks volumes to not only Vol Nation and how we are as a fan base, but I think it speaks even louder volumes about John Ward, who he was.
Oh, yeah.
And that's absolutely here. That's here, Chris. Think about the impact he had on a national scale. I mean, this loss is being felt elsewhere other than just Tennessee and elsewhere outside of just Tennessee fans' homes.
That was one of the coolest things last night. I mean, you saw big-time national media members saying, oh, what a loss. You know, it's Ward was a legend, and he affected people far outside of Knoxville. It's incredible.
You guys have a good morning, and just rest in peace, John.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
I think one of the coolest things that happened, I got to meet John Ward one time. And it was in a fast food restaurant years after he had retired. I think I was a teenager at some point during my teenage years. Saw him in this fast food restaurant from afar. And you know, obviously I had to go up and meet him, and it was just real short, and he couldn't have been nicer, and that's, you know, a great memory. But the funny thing that I remember is that even there, out in public, he had the blue towel on. he was just by himself, you know, just reading the paper. I think it was, you know, it was breakfast time, maybe. I think he was just reading the paper, having a coffee, something, and he still had that blue towel on, even out in public. I'll always remember that.
Gotta have the towel, man.
Yeah,
it's 95 degrees outside, and that's what I was thinking about when I was watching, you know, some of his calls of YouTube. Is he always had that towel around his neck, and I'm sure he got really hot watching those games and covering those games.
He would have a full in a lot of those videos a full suit on, and have the blue towel around his neck.
Wow, it wasn't just like a hand towel. This was like a bath towel.
Oh, it was a big towel. Yeah. I saw that. I noticed that, and I wonder why it was blue. Why blue? Why?
I don't know.
Any other color? I'm sure I'll ask around.
That's what Barbara had claimed for him.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably, right?
Was it one towel the entire time? I want to know that. Or was it a series of blue towels that he had?
Let's all hope it was just one. Not to be nasty, but Barbara kept it clean. We know that.
Yeah. I like to think that it was just one. That
just one towel.
That was very sentimental.
Legendary.
Similar to your encounter there, I've got an encounter. I was on campus that I can't wait to share later. It's gonna be an opportunity for us all to like chuckle at this a little bit later on. I know we're not there yet in the show, still reminiscing, still hearing memories, our favorite calls. So when we get, you know, on the back nine here, let's get a little happier. I want to share my story. Last time, the final time I would meet John Ward.
I just love the stories we've had, a few come in here. Courtney tweeted at us. She said, I can't call in, but I wanted to share. Growing up, I remember my papa working on the house with the game on, and he would ask me what happened on a play, and I'd tell him what the commentators would say, and he'd say, I don't care what they say. What did John Ward say?
Yes.
He was a trusted family member. It's a very cool story.
Aaron Hayden, 7 hours ago, I was up, you know, late last night, and I was like, I can't sleep. And he was like, just listen to John Ward for the UT-UGA 94 game. While he brought the game to life, I was there, and it was like he brought out way more than I remember. And then Trey Teague chimes in and says, it's a shame our kids can't understand there will never be another. We got Attaboy coming up next here in the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
There is a 70% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy, with a high near 83. An 80% chance of storms tonight, with a low around 69. Tomorrow, the chance of rain holds at 70%, mostly cloudy, with a high near 84 and a low around 68. There will be more rain on Saturday, with a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of that problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're a hell of a guy, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
One attaboy today. Is it a surprise? John Ward. Barbara Ward. May they rest in peace. Tennessee family. Today we mourn, but we also celebrate John Ward, his life, and how he changed not only how the game is perceived, how you watch it, but the business side of college athletics and Tennessee athletics. He was so instrumental in a lot of ways that the Vol Network works today. His dedication, the way he treated people, the way he raised the bar for a young Bob Kesslin. I mean, I felt like I was in history class sitting down having lunch with Bob Kesslin one time. Brad and I were fortunate enough to do that, and hearing how Bob Kesslin got involved in the business, and then how he linked with John Ward and was able to work beside John Ward. I saw an article by Brent Hubbs of VolQuest, and Brent Hubbs did stats for John Ward back in the day, and so he shared some very, very powerful words about his time with John Ward, and he is on the Mount Rushmore of Tennessee athletics. Not even debate. The question is, when is he going to go on Jumbotron, right? We just changed the Jumbotron. But most certainly deserves to be up there, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we celebrate him and how we honor him this football season. I know Coach Fulmer said in his statement that they plan on doing that, and I know it's going to be done the right way.
And I guarantee you, you ask Brent, he was always on his toes. He had to be prepared for each of those games, even just in his position at that time, because 44-yard run down the sideline, gosh, you better be sure and double count before you point to that 44 on this, you know, the little laminated chart for John Ward to read it off. Because if it's 43 or if it's 45, you're going to hear about it at the end of the game.
You better believe it. You will hear about it. Oh, yeah. He was a perfectionist. in that way for sure. Let's get to the hotline here. Let's bring in Josh from Atlanta. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Swain. Thanks for taking my call. And it is a very sad day, even being here in Atlanta. I grew up about an hour east of Memphis, a little small town called Selma, Tennessee, home to John Pennison, number 96. And, you know, hearing John every Saturday was what I looked forward to because I only had 13 channels growing up. I'm not an old man. I'm 34 years old, but, you know, we didn't have cable in our household. So, you know, when the games come on, Dad had the radio up and John on, and we cut the TV down. And, you know, my favorite memory of John, and I'll go after this, but we were at the Arkansas game in 98, and, you know, my dad thought the game was over, and, you know, as we were walking out of the stadium, I had my headset in, and I hear John come over and pronounce the fumble after Clint Sterner dropped the ball. And, man, that place come alive, come unglued. You know, as big as Nealon is, I never felt it rattle so much after that game because everybody knew we had the chance to win that game, and we did, and ended up winning the national championship. But, you know, I'm a 90s kid, and didn't get to hear John all that much, but my dad has many great memories, but that is one of mine, and I know today we honor John and his legacy, and he'll always be the legendary voice of the Vols. But, man, I just it's a sad day for us Vol fans, guys that have been there from 2 years old, you know, one or two years old, even when I was born, and now raising my kids to be proud Vol fans and not let them hear his voice, but they will. They will by replay. So, but yeah, it's going to be a sad day, guys, and thanks for taking my call. Have a great day, fellas.
Hey, thank you, Josh, for sharing that with us.
Great stuff.
No.
I have the
– I hope y'all ran back in when you were walking out and heard that call.
Yeah, he didn't specify. But I have the lowdown on the towel, on the blue towel that John Ward would always wear around his neck. Robert on the – there's a couple of notes here. Robert on the text box says, it goes back to a basketball game at Auburn, freezing cold that night in their gym, and John was losing his voice. One of his associates found the towel and put it around his neck to warm his vocal cords. Tennessee won, and I think it just became a superstition. John has told the story a few times. I hadn't heard that. And he said, I think it's on the CD of his and Bill's 10 favorite games, which is on YouTube. I don't remember that part in there. But either way, then there's also this Scott Williamson. He said that it actually started as an orange towel. Then when he would take it off and walk away, someone would always take it as a souvenir. So then he went with blue, and Ward was quoted as saying, "Surely no one will take it if it's blue."
Ah.
There you go.
There it is. That is right. That is right.
Yep.
Ah, okay. Good stuff there on the text box. Please,
yeah, appreciate
great stuff.
Please share your memory of John Ward, because there's nothing better than what I enjoy about this show and what I do is to hear how you became a Vol fan and your experience and your memories, whether if it's with your father, your grandmother, or your brother. I get a kick out of that. And so I think today is a perfect day to kind of share what John Ward means to you and how you listen to him in your household. I heard a good story already from John in Atlanta, from Jim and Chris as well today. And I just want to be able to hear everyone's if we can. So Facebook Live comments, text box, Twitter. Please use those outlets. If you want to give us a call, you're more than welcome to do that at 865-255-03. Now, hour number two, we will be joined by several guests. In hour three, the same. You know, we'll be moving, and so I want to make sure we spend time sharing your story and of what John Ward means to you. But Cedric Wilson will join us at 8:15, and Chris Lowe, 8:30. Brent Daugherty at 9:30, and then Tom Hart, SEC Network. He'll join us at 9:45, and he's at the World Series. So,
cool.
I asked
Tom's got a lot going on right now.
I mean, think about it. He's at the World Series. He's calling World Series games and
games.
Yeah, games.
Numerous games in a day. All that preparation. Yeah. My goodness.
It was not any hesitation. We've never had him on before. I'm pretty sure he's, you know, seen my name here and there, being, you know, doing this, you know, radio show. But I've never met Tom Hart, never talked to him. We have mutual friends, but it was not even any hesitation to come on today to talk about John Ward and his influence on him. So he is calling World Series game. So I asked him, hey, is Thursday or Friday best? Thursday. So thanks Tom in advance for joining us today.
Absolutely. Have some stories. I just sent out a tweet that said, if you have any stories about John Ward, send them to us. Just a couple here. Craig Gordon says, just meeting him, I felt that everything I've ever loved about Tennessee football came full circle that Saturday. The Vols lost to Georgia on that particular day, but meeting Mr. Ward will always be one of my favorite memories on Rocky Top. And then Jake Wallman says, two of my former coaches knew that I wanted to do play-by-play. I still do. Of course, I knew who John Ward was. They would always ask me to imitate the call where Willie Gault returns a kickoff or a touchdown versus Vanderbilt. Whether I did it in front of people or not, it was always awesome. So there's just a couple. Keep sending them in, and we'll keep reading them.
Absolutely.
Love honoring.
Favorite plays as well. Favorite calls.
Yes, and tell us, and we'll try to play them. I love just honoring John Ward through showing what he meant to the community, because I think that's one of the coolest ways that you can do that, is just showing how he affected people and their lives. I think that shows what an incredible legacy is leaving behind.
Press Carter 84 says, no siree, no siree. Tennessee 20, Florida 17.
Yeah.
Pandemonium reigns. Can hear it like it was yesterday.
No siree. No siree.
The ball went wide left.
Tennessee 20, Florida 17.
I just got a little chills. You saying that, Brad?
Yeah.
That's a call that all of us will never forget.
I mean, it was nobody. Just, and it exercised so many demons at that moment that will forever be so special just for what it stood for.
865-255-03. We'll go to the hotline after these messages here in the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Stick with us. Be right back.